talks over who will lead the international military intervention in Libya appear to have made progress. Today, Turkey said that NATO will take over control from the U.S. military within days. Turkey is NATO's only Muslim member, and its government had voiced concerns about the coalition's role in Libya. The crisis in the country has helped the Turkish government raise its international profile. Turkey has long been held up as a democratic model for other Muslim countries to follow, but many Turks complain that their democracy still needs a lot of work, especially when it comes to press freedoms. From Istanbul, Matthew Brunwasser reports.
8 Turkish journalists have been arrested over the past month. They are accused of, among other things, participating in a terrorist organization called Ergenekon. Lawyer Hussein Ersoz represents 3 jailed journalists. He says it's clear from their interrogation that they were arrested because of their critical reports on the ruling AK party.
All the questions directed to our clients were not just about the events, but about the reporting process, how they found their news and which contacts they used. They were interrogated about their sources, specific phone calls, and what their point in doing the story was.
Turkish press groups say silencing journalists is a big problem that's gaining attention worldwide. There are now 61 journalists in detention and some 5,000 pending court cases. Senior European Union and U.S. officials have weighed in on the seeming discrepancy between Turkey's stated support for a free press and the detention of journalists. The U.S. ambassador to Turkey, Frank Ricciardone, told reporters, "We're trying to make sense of this." Lawyer Hussein Ersoz says there's no mystery.
It's the beginning of an empire of fear. If the AKP were to use the renowned law against offending the Turkish nation, then everyone in society and the international community would oppose them. But since they're fighting against terrorism, the greatest crime you can imagine, no one dares to resist.
Turkish legislation provides a rich arsenal of ammunition to silence reporters. There are laws against spreading propaganda and laws against obtaining sensitive information, for example. Those laws alone are used by the government to punish reporting on Kurdish rebels and national security issues. In one case, the government is accused of using tax authorities to punish a critical media group. Turkish Daily News editor and columnist Barçın Yinanç says the Turkish government is hypocritical when it criticizes others in the region for lack of freedoms.
While at home, they do not implement some of the basic tenets of democracy, and one of them is freedom of the press.
Turkey still hasn't got a record that befits a democratic society.
Emma Sinclair Webb is with Human Rights Watch. She says that Turkey today is politically more open than it was, but she says there is a confusing pattern of state harassment of journalists. Reporters from the left and the right, secularists and Islamists, all feel the pressure. And as the party in power, the ruling AKP is simply the worst offender.
Till Turkey gets its own house in order, it will never be a fully credible leading country in the region to advise others what to do. And getting its own house in order on issues like press freedom, freedom of expression, has to be a priority for a country that does seek to have a regional role and play as a big actor in the newly emerging Middle East.
Turkish politicians also launch personal legal actions to silence critical journalists, including one famous suit by the prime minister against a political cartoonist for portraying his face on a cat tangled in yarn.
What message does that send out about your tolerance of free speech, your tolerance of dissent, your tolerance of shocking and disturbing views, which are all permissible in a democracy?
Government officials deny any political motivations in the recent arrests. At a recent meeting of the governing AK party, Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan wondered whether journalists consider themselves exempt from Turkish law.
Bir internet sitesine yönelik tamamen yargı yoluyla bir tasarrufta bulunuluyor.
A legal action has been taken against a website. They say the government muzzles journalists. What's it got to do with us? Certain critics immediately weigh in. Do media executives and journalists have legal immunity that we don't know about? Is the media exempt from laws and taxes? Can't they be prosecuted?
The Prime Minister's strong public warnings to journalists may have a chilling effect, observers say. But Turkish journalists are still writing punchy stories. And the clash between the press and the state, loud and spirited under normal conditions, is just cranking up as Turkey enters the campaign season for national elections in June. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser in Istanbul.